This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We've come to the week of Black Friday, and after that, Cyber Monday, and yes, fine, Thanksgiving in the middle as well. Normally, this is, of course, the start of the holiday shopping season, but we are still not in normal times, you know? There's all the recession talk, inflation that y'all are well up to speed on, I'm sure, and stores still have all that stuff left over from last year. So what does that mean, do you think, for this coming weekend and this most magical time of the shopping year? Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has that one.
Let's stroll down consumerism memory lane to Black Friday 4 years ago. Local Chattanooga TV was there live to capture a swarm of shoppers flooding into a store at Hamilton Place Mall to buy fleeces at 5:30 in the morning. Nobody was hurt, though the clerk did have to stand on the table to get out of the way of the screaming hordes. Now that whole thing may not be a thing anymore.
I don't know what the future of Black Friday and Cyber Monday look like, but it doesn't seem like it's going to be quite the frenzy that it had been in the past.
Andrew Lipsman covers retail and e-commerce at Insider Intelligence. It's not that we consumers don't want a deal. Oh, we do. It's just that there are a lot more days on which to get those deals now.
Since the pandemic, when we first had all the concerns about getting shipments on time and whether items would be in stock, consumers started buying early in October. We also had our first October Prime Day, and that really set off an early holiday shopping season.
So it's not your imagination. Holiday shopping season has been creeping up earlier, but it's also different this year. You've got inflation and lots of extra stuff in warehouses and stores.
Retail inventories are up about 20% year on year from last year.
Michael Zadinnick is an economist at S&P Global Market Intelligence. Expect discounts and promotions early and often, he says. His best estimate for how this will all go, sales on paper will increase 4.5% this year. But
for as much as sales have increased, we expect prices to increase more.
After you account for inflation, Zadinnick predicts holiday sales will actually have fallen by 1.2%. Discounts aside, consumers will pay more and get less. Rod Sides is with Deloitte Insights.
So on average, they're going to spend more per gift. So the number of gifts are going down from 16 to 9.
So we'll be shopping longer for fewer gifts that are more expensive. Fa-la-la-la-la. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.